Yo, 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 what is up, Raider Nation? Welcome to another episode of Down With The Ship. My name is Matty Mayhem, and with me is my co-host, Sean Carnage.
What's up, y'all?
And we're here with another week worth of Raiders content for you. This week's episode is going to focus on the second part of the draft. As you all know, those of you that have been listening, we went over rounds 1 through 3 of the NFL draft that happened at the end of April, April 27th, 28th, and 29th. And, you know, it was a good conversation about the first four players of the draft.
Yes, sir.
So this week, we're going to go over the remaining rounds of the draft that we didn't cover last week, and that is rounds 4 through 7. And we'll be talking about those players that we got, you know, giving some information about each one of them, and of course, ending with our grades, just like we did last week. And I thought it was a good conversation last week, man. I'm still so jacked up about those players that we got in the first three rounds, man. I'm telling you, Tyree Wilson, the more I look at that dude, the more excited I get. A lot of draft analysts basically had him as one of the top five players in the entire draft.
So in college, Tyree Wilson, I had heard, they said he would kind of hold a lot of his teammates accountable. Like if they weren't trying hard in practice or, you know, not playing hard in the game, you know, they'd walk up to their locker room and the nameplate on the locker would be gone. And Tyree Wilson would have taken their nameplate and put it on his locker. And so those players would have to come over to his locker and kind of account for what they did. And, you know, that was his way of holding his teammates accountable. It just shows you the leadership that he could bring to the Raiders locker room at a young age. You know, I thought that was really cool.
You know, Peter King was invited into the Raiders draft room. And, you know, after the draft, he told this story about how the Raiders essentially had one quarterback in mind. And that was Bryce Young. He was the only guy the Raiders had meant to draft. And, you know, that's why they tried to trade up to number one to get him. But after Carolina beat them to move up, the Raiders basically transitioned and said, okay, well, we have four guys that, you know, we're interested in drafting. And none of them are the quarterbacks. So it was basically, it was Paris Johnson, the offensive tackle, Will Anderson, the defensive end, and Devin Witherspoon. And then the fourth one was Tyree Wilson. They basically said, those are our four guys that we think are blue chip players. And so if the quarterbacks start going first, like in the first, you know, six picks, then one of those four players is sure to drop to us. And sure enough, Bryce Young went first, then CJ Stroud went.
Anthony Richardson
went. And so what that did was that pushed at least one of those four guys that the Raiders were looking at to us at 7, and it happened to be Tyree Wilson. But Peter King seems to think that the one guy that they really did want was Paris Johnson, which is the offensive tackle. And, you know, it makes sense. I mean, you put a awesome offensive tackle out there, and you pair him with Colton over there on the left side.
I mean, he was there.
He wasn't there, actually. He was taken by, oh gosh, I can't remember who drafted him. But somebody basically moved up and took him. I think it might have been the Cardinals. But somebody moved up and took, oh yeah, it was the Cardinals, because they wanted to get somebody to block for Tiny Tim over
there.
Oh,
yes. So, yeah, Tiny Tim. Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so essentially, Tyree Wilson fell to the Raiders, but he was one of their four, like, blue chip players, like one of those guys that their scouts basically said, this dude is going to be a badass, so we need to get one of these, you know, one of these four guys. You know, obviously I wanted Devin Witherspoon, but I'm happy with Tyree Wilson. I mean, the guy, they're basically saying, and I've, you know, as I've watched footage of him, and when I say they, I mean the media, those in the know. But they're basically saying that Tyree Wilson isn't even good at technique. He basically wins on brute strength and size. I mean, the guy is a monster. And when he does learn technique, he's going to be better. I heard a guy say better than Myles Garrett.
Oh, wow. And that was another comparison I heard, too.
Well, and you know how good Myles Garrett is. Yeah. And you know what's funny is that Tyree Wilson's actually bigger than Myles Garrett.
Well, that's the whole, like, high ceiling thing, huh? Where, you know he's only going to get better. And in his years in college, every year he got better. And now he's going to get some NFL coaches under, you know, behind him and Max Crosby and Chandler Jones to be right there with him. And he's only going to get better and better. And so it's kind of exciting to see what this guy's going to become.
Yeah. Yeah, Raider Nation, we got a good one. I mean, I as much more time has passed since the draft and I've had time to think about it, I'm really happy with this draft class. I think we got some good guys that could potentially be starters. Speaking of which, let's jump into our discussion then, Raider Nation, about the rounds 4 through 7. And we'll start with the player that we got in round 4, and that's Maryland cornerback Jakorian Bennett. Now, this is one of my top three favorite draft picks, I think. In the draft, I was really pleased with, I would say Tyree Wilson was my first favorite pick. And, you know, the second one, obviously Michael Mayer. But the third best pick, in my opinion, was Jakorian Bennett. I thought that that dude was a dude that could have been drafted in the second or even third round, and nobody would have batted an eye. And we got him in the fourth. And they said that this was a great draft if you needed cornerbacks, because there were some amazing athletes, great cover guys, great physical man-to-man quarterbacks, or cornerbacks, I should say. And Jakorian Bennett was definitely up there. I mean, he was one of the, I would say, top 15 cornerback in this draft, and we got him in the fourth round. What do you think about Jakorian Bennett?
I mean, the first round, we were all expecting cornerbacks, so obviously it's a position of need. And so when you finally got that cornerback, you know, you were kind of relieved, like, okay, they addressed the position. You know, I know this guy played at the Senior Bowl under Patrick Graham, so he got a firsthand look at him. There's a bunch of people, I think, from the Senior Bowl that we ended up picking up or whatever, which is a great opportunity for Raider coaches to check out these players, you know, before they get up here to the NFL. He's got that 4.3 speed and the man-to-man coverage. I like it. You know, he's not a, I think he's what, 5 foot? What is it, 5'9"? Or no, he's like 5'11". Call it 6 foot, you know, which is pretty good. You know, height is always a big thing to me when it comes to cornerbacks, because some of these taller receivers could just jump over a short. I mean, you could be as good as if you can't reach it, you can't get it. So sometimes
yeah, look
that
at
really,
Meek, man. The guy's got all heart, but he doesn't have the size.
Oh, it kills me, man. I mean, he's all heart. He's always out there trying his damnedest, you know. Shout out to Meek, dude, for doing what you do. But I wanted somebody a little bit taller. You know, that's why I really liked Christian Gonzalez. But with Jakorian Bennett, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, Jakorian Bennett's got some dog in him, man. I mean, he plays aggressively, like you said. He's really good in man-to-man defense. But I think that that aggression is also his biggest negative. You know, sometimes he can be a little handsy. He got basically flagged quite a bit for a cornerback. And we know, Raider Nation, that our corners are going to get those flags pulled on them, because those refs, they don't let the Raiders get away with anything.
Yeah, and then once the coaches start seeing a bunch of penalties, you're going to be on the bench, because this is when a Raiders coaching staff that does not tolerate that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, I think that aggression is good, especially in man-to-man. You know, you can jam the receiver at the line, you know, really kind of make it difficult, make it irritating for wide receivers to try to, you know, get off the line. But again, Jakorian Bennett's going to have to rein in that aggression just a little bit in order to keep from the Raiders' curse of just getting the yellow flag laundry thrown at them every other play.
But I mean, you know, one thing I did see watching this guy's tape is just, you know, him with his ability to sink his hips and just move with the receivers. You know, I seen him like going with the outside like coverage, and the guy just hooked on the inside, and he like immediately turned with him. He stayed with the guy and broke up the pass. It was pretty impressive the way he could move that way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called having fluid hips, and also his closing speed. Once you realize and diagnose, you know, that the ball's going, you know, you close and you get to the ball. You know, and I think that was a focus of the Raiders this year is getting playmakers, guys that have made plenty of plays on the ball. I think tackles for loss or interceptions.
Yeah,
or
we need them.
Or even just knocking balls away. I mean, that's what they were looking for in this draft. So Jakorian Bennett, I would say, in my opinion, I would give this one an A. I thought that, you know, obviously we needed cornerback badly. You know, it's a bummer that we had to wait till the fourth round. You know what I heard? They didn't expect Michael Mayer to still be there in the second, and actually their goal they had targeted a cornerback in round two that they wanted, but when they saw that Michael Mayer was there, they're like, crap, dude,
we gotta
move up, man. Yep. This guy's incredible. I mean, they had a first round grade on him and he was there in the second round. So you know what? I'll take that, dude. Yes. Give us an amazing offense and we can have some young corners that are gonna grow like Jakorian Bennett. So I love the pick, man. I gave it an A. What do you think?
Definitely a lot of room to grow. Hey, do you think this guy could be a day one starter?
I think he'll be in the mix. You know, I'm not really sold on any of the Raiders cornerbacks.
Yeah,
so I think that Jakorian Bennett has opportunity. You know, I also heard that they might try to pick somebody up in free agency, you know, because I mean, it's still a weakness.
That's true. I mean, the more competition you get over there in camp, the better, you know, and let them all battle it out. And, you know, the best man win the position. I'm good with that. So I'm going to go ahead and give this grade I'm going to give it a B. Just because, you know, I mean, I'm worried about the penalties, you know. So if he can come over here and transition to the NFL under some good coaches and kind of get the penalties to a minimum, but, you know, still keep that aggressiveness and become a starter, that grade will definitely go to A easily.
Excellent. Let's transition to our next drafted player. And the Raiders actually moved back up into round four to draft cornerback Rod Farva from Purdue.
Oh man.
Yeah, no.
Liter of cola, it's for a cop.
Shenanigans? Did you mean shenanigans?
Oh man.
Oh no. The Raiders traded up in round 4 and drafted Aiden O'Connell, quarterback out of Purdue. So we finally were able to get our quarterback, who bears a striking resemblance to Rod Farva from the brilliant Super Troopers movies that Broken Lizard put out. Man, that's such a great...
Oh, man, that's
so awesome. So many one-liners from... But he does. I mean, he's got that little mustache, dude. He looks exactly like Rod Farva.
Yep. Well, Farva, dude. QB from Purdue.
Anyways, so let's talk about Aiden O'Connell. I will tell you, the first thing that strikes out or that sticks out to me about Aiden O'Connell is the dude's size. 6'3", 200 pounds. He is your prototypical pocket passer. He's super accurate. He's got good touch. His problem is he can't move. He's a freaking statue back there. And I think that that's kind of what Josh McDaniels is looking for in a quarterback. You know, I mean, it sucks because it feels like in today's NFL, you know, you have to have a quarterback that has the potential to make unscripted plays, you know, elude the defensive line as soon as possible. But Aiden O'Connell's not getting away from anybody. This dude's got wheels, but they're square. He's going to stand there like a statue. And if nothing is open, he's going to get romper stomped. But I will say that the Raiders offense is not going to be an offense that's going to stick in the pocket and throw it deep. They want to get the ball out quickly. You know, it's quick strike, very, very similar to West Coast. And so we're going to do like wheel outs to running backs and a lot of short to intermediate stuff, slants, hitch routes. I guarantee you, if Aiden O'Connell ever has to start, he'll be throwing it to Michael Mayer all day long. So is this a great pick? Is Aiden O'Connell going to be our quarterback of the future? I'm going to say probably not, but we do need a good backup quarterback that can come in and, you know, if he's got to do spot starter duty and, you know, let's say that Jimmy G gets hurt, like we're all assuming he's going to around week 6, and Aiden O'Connell has to come in. Can he win us some games? Possibly. What are your thoughts on Aiden O'Connell?
I heard an interview that Ziegler was doing, and he said that they were pretty high on this guy pretty early, you know, and, you know, before the draft. You know, they seen him in college, and they were watching him, you know, what he was doing, and they were excited about him. So I think maybe he could be a starter. I think he does fit that typical offense mold that the Raiders are running with McDaniels. And with his size, you know, you're not afraid for him to take hits, you know, if he does. You know, he's not like a Bryce Young or something, but he ain't getting away from nobody, you know, like you said. I don't know. Like, I was kind of bummed on him. Like, we traded up, and all the quarterbacks were going in the draft. You saw all the teams were picking quarterbacks, and it was almost like, did the Raiders just get the next one so they didn't miss out on any quarterback this year? But then you find out that they've been watching him for a while. And his accuracy is really – his passes are nice, man. His red zone, I mean, he has a good touch on his passes. They do say most of his passes are pretty fast, but I don't know. I'm kind of starting to get excited on him. You know, I'd like to see what he does in camp. You got to have a great offensive line, which the Raiders is the run scheme. It was pretty good for passing those. I don't know. I don't remember Carr having a lot of time back there, and he'd always get, you know, throw the ball on the ground. And so with Aiden O'Connell in there with that, that's not going to work. So,
yeah, but Aiden O'Connell's probably going to, I mean, Carr was only 6 feet. Aiden O'Connell's 3 inches taller and quite a bit bigger. So I'm going to assume that Aiden O'Connell will be harder to take down. You know who was a statue back there but was hard to take down was Ben Roethlisberger, and that guy played for a long time. So, you know, maybe the accuracy. You know who else was a super accurate quarterback that came out of Purdue? It was Drew Brees.
Oh wow,
yeah. So
and he would pick teams apart the same way, huh?
Yeah, and so I think that McDaniels doesn't want a quarterback that's gonna, you know, go off script. I mean, it's gonna be a lot of precision passes, a lot of timing passes.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's what this dude's good at. I mean, he has a career 71% pass rating, not passer rating, percentage of his passes. He's 315 of 440 passes, passed for 3,712 yards at Purdue, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. That's not bad. That is definitely not bad. I also have been watching some YouTube clips. He seems like a really good dude. You know, he works with kids at kids camps a lot.
That's awesome.
He's a good dude. And so, you know, he's not going to come in with a big head. You know, he's going to come in and do his best and learn from Jimmy G and Who's the other backup? That old man?
Hoyer.
Yeah.
Ryan Hoyer.
Ryan Hoyer. Freaking Rip Van Winkle, 100-year-old.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah, no, Aiden O'Connell. So I would give it, I'll give it a B-, I guess. I mean, you draft. After the third round, it's kind of like a roll of the dice, you know? Is this guy going to be good? You know, they do say, I will say, not saying that he is this Raider Nation, not saying it at all, but they say his release is very similar to Tom Brady's. So maybe Josh McDaniels sees a little Brady in Aiden O'Connell. He definitely doesn't have Brady's spiciness, I'll tell you that much.
He's always going to be looking for his next Brady, isn't he? It's just going to be an ongoing thing. I mean, you know what? Did Josh McDaniels make Brady? Was Brady the one that kind of made Josh McDaniels? You know,
from what I've seen so far, I'm leaning more towards Brady making Josh McDaniels, but I'm going to be cautiously optimistic, Raider Nation. I think that's the way to be.
Yeah.
So, Aiden O'Connell, what would you give this grade?
I don't know. I'm gonna go with you on the B minus, only because I really feel like the NFL is just, it's transitioned. It's already here as far as like a more mobile quarterback, you know, and it just seems to be what you have to do. Especially we got Patrick Mahomes is mobile. You got Justin Herbert's mobile. Russell Wilson used to be pretty damn mobile, you know, and we have the only rocks in the, you know, behind the O-line right there. So, I mean, it's kind of an old school way, and it's like, I feel like you need to adapt, but hey, if it could work, I'm down with it. Let's go with the B minus.
All right. Well, then let's move to round five, where the Raiders selected Christopher Smith II, safety out of Georgia. I really like this pick. I think that, you know, Christopher Smith was on a Georgia defense that was one of the best defenses in college football last year. I mean, those guys put the fear in opposing offenses, and, you know, he was a starting safety on that defense. Now, here's the thing. He had great production. 6 interceptions over the past 2 years, always around the ball. Sure tackler. Not afraid to scrap it up with running backs and able to be a factor in the run game. Christopher Smith II's biggest issue was he just had a bad combine. You know, it's just a really bad combine. He didn't test well. You know, ran a slow 40 time. Right, 4.62, if I'm not mistaken. It's just, you know, you want your safety to be a little bit faster than that. But it's like there's a difference between, you know, measurables and the way that they play, like what their film is. And I think that for the Raiders, Christopher Smith II was essentially a player that they were like, you know what, we're going to trust in the film. And the film said that this guy was awesome. You know, he just made plays on a defense that was one of the best defenses in college football. So for me, I automatically think that this dude is going to compete for one of those starting safety jobs. You know, I think that he probably projects more as a strong safety than he does a free. The free is supposed to have a little bit more speed than the strong. Strong safety plays a little bit closer to the box. But I think that is going to be his strength, and so maybe he challenges Epps for the strong safety position. What are your thoughts on Chris Smith II?
I didn't really know too much about him, to be honest, but I knew we needed a safety. You know, we got Trayvon Morig back there, and I mean, who else do we have right there?
Epps. Guy that we, you know, the free agent from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. At least we got some like a veteran leadership back there. But Trayvon kind of took a little step back last year, and you'd like to see him just kind of like be who you thought he was going to be.
Well, Trayvon was playing out of position last year. You know, they had him playing strong safety, and they had Daron Harmon playing free because that's what Daron Harmon is. You know, free safety as you get older, and Daron Harmon, which I heard they actually might bring Daron Harmon back. He still hasn't been signed by anybody, but they need to move Trayvon back to free safety because the first year he played, he was at free safety and he did really good. And then they put him at strong and he didn't do as good. So drafting Chris Smith and signing Epps out of Philadelphia, it enables them to move Trayvon Merrick back to free safety.
Oh, that'd be great then. I mean, if they complemented each other that way and you can get Trayvon back to where he was, I'm good with that. But definitely smaller for a safety, you know, at 5'11 and 192 pounds. He's just got to find the ball pretty much. And he's got, with those 6 interceptions past 2 years, he's shown he can be around the football. And so as that's all I want for my safety out there is just, you know, have a knack to find out where the football is, you know, kind of make those reads and get some interceptions. So, I mean, we needed this position, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, you know, does it feel like the Raiders are always kind of at the bottom of the league in interceptions and takeaways?
Every year.
So I think that there was a very concerted effort this year to draft players that made plays on the ball. Obviously, Chris Smith had 6 interceptions, you know, over the past 2 years. I know Jakorian Bennett was always around the ball and had a lot of takeaways. The linebacker we got in round six that we're going to talk about in a second, he had a lot of interceptions and takeaways for a linebacker. So I think that, you know, Ziegler and McDaniels were really like, you know, we need to take some guys that are used to making plays, that are used to doing, because if you do it in college, chances are you're going to do it in the pros. And so I think that, you know, that was a central focus of the players that they wanted to bring in here. And so from that perspective, I honestly, getting Christopher Smith in round five, like, I know he didn't test well at the combine. I know he ran a slow 40, but the film speaks for itself. I would give this pick a B+, and I'm expecting good things out of Chris Smith. What do you think?
I'm going to go ahead and give it a C, only because I don't know too much about him. The last thing we saw was the combine stuff. I'm just gonna go with a C, just on me just waiting to see what he's gonna do.
Gonna give it a wait and see approach.
Yeah, wait, and here's a C.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on to round six, where the Raiders drafted linebacker Amari Burney, and we got another Amari on the team finally, remember? You know,
hey, hopefully he wants to play for us.
Yeah, Amari Cooper, man.
Amari Pooper.
Dude, he's on the Browns now, right?
Yeah, he's on the Browns, dude. Everybody just keep passing him around, dude. He is a good receiver, you know? He's a good receiver, but it's just that...
He's just a weird dude, you know? I just don't think he likes stuff.
Yeah, I guess
that. All right, let's talk about Amari Burney out of Florida. The Raiders got him round six, pick 203, 6'1", 233 pounds. He's obviously got the size you want in a linebacker, but I'll tell you what, the Raiders need a linebacker that can cover tight ends, because there's a guy by the name of Travis Kelce who has been a perpetual thorn in the side of the Raiders for what, a decade now? Nobody that the Raiders have brought in can cover this son of a bitch.
There's nobody in the league that's been able to cover that son of a bitch.
Raider Nation, I hate Travis Kelce so much.
He's too good.
So much.
He's on cheat mode.
I swear, dude. He's up there with the two players that I just can't stand are Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
I can't wait for his decline. There's going to be a decline eventually. I'm going to be there for it.
Did you see Kelce, like, chug a beer out of the Super Bowl trophy and then spike it to the ground at the draft?
Man,
freaking guy, dude.
Hey, I wish he was a Raider.
You know what? I do too. It pisses me off. Who knows? Maybe Michael Mayer will be our Travis Kelce, man.
Come on, Mayer.
I'm so tired of that guy, dude. Anyways. Amari Burney, he's a coverage linebacker, which basically means that he has the speed and agility and the short area quickness to run with linebackers and running backs, which is what you want from your from a linebacker. And so, again, if he can cover tight ends, he's probably going to play on the strong side. He'll be the strong side linebacker. He's a good tackler. His only downside is he was only a starter for one full season. So the dude is raw. He's going to need some time. But, you know, the Raiders have a good coverage linebacker right now in Divine Diablo. You know, I think that they're expecting big things from Divine Diablo. So I think Amari Burney was probably drafted to be a backup for now.
Some depth
so we can learn the position and put in a little bit more time, but there we might have something with Amari Burney. What do you think?
I'm cautiously skeptical, just because Raiders haven't had good linebackers in forever, you know? So, I mean, the more people we can try to get in there to become, you know, what we need, I mean, I'm down for. So, I mean, is this the only linebacker we drafted in this draft as well, huh?
It is, but you know, the way that the Raiders run their defense is they're basically going to run like four defensive linemen, two linebackers, and then they're going to run five DBs is probably how they're going to do it. So it's a 4-2-5, which means you only need two linebackers for what they're planning on doing. For the most part, I think that's going to be their base defense. So we have some linebackers. It wasn't a huge need. I think that they were more focused on guys that can play multiple positions, DBs that can run and also come up and make tackles if they need to, and basically act as lighter linebackers. So it wasn't a super huge need. And then as far as in the draft, you don't usually draft linebackers in earlier rounds, because linebacker is really a position where you can get really just good athletes and guys that are able to, you know, shed blocks, make tackles, and stop the run, which I think that Amari Burney can do.
I'm definitely down for a run stopper. You know, I don't want anybody running on us at all. We've had that too long, but, for Amari Burney, I give this a, I'll probably give it a C+. He's a raw prospect, so you know, just wait. It's a wait and see thing as well.
I think for me, it would probably be closer to a C. I mean, I'll give a C+ only because the dude's raw. Like, you can't really say it's a home run grade because you know he hasn't really done a lot, but you can't say it's a bad grade either. So, you know, and honestly, Raider Nation, let's all agree, grading draft picks is really kind of stupid because none of us know who's going to be good and who's going to be bad. You know, we're basically grading the fit, you know, we're grading the potential, I guess. And so we'll give this guy a C+, but honestly, like, who knows? In the later rounds like this, like the guys that you get in round 5, 6, 7, it's like, it's a crapshoot. You know, it's a roll of the dice, man. Hopefully this guy works. You know, it's a shot in the dark. Speaking of a shot in the dark, let's move on to our last pick in the draft that the Raiders took, and that was Nesta Jade Silvera, a defensive tackle out of Silvera. Nesta Jade Silvera, defensive tackle out of Arizona State. And this dude, again, is very similar in body size and play style to Byron Young, who the Raiders got in round 3. And so they basically double dipped at the defensive tackle. And when I say double dipped the defensive tackle, I mean like a true nose tackle run stopper. And that's what Nesta Jade Silvera and Byron Young are going to be. These are guys that you put in the middle. They're not necessarily going to be pass rushers, but you're not going to run on either one of these guys. You're not moving a guy that's 300 pounds. You know, they're monsters, and that's their full job, is to block the running lane up the middle so the running back isn't able to, you know, squirt up the middle and get those easy 3-4 yards. And, you know, force them outside where hopefully the linebackers or defensive ends can make those stops. The reason why the Raiders did draft this guy, though, is because our linebackers coach, Antonio Pierce, was a defensive coach at Arizona State when Nesta Jade Silvera was there. And so he has some familiarity with him. He knows what kind of a player he is. He knows what kind of dedication he has to the game. He's aggressive. He's got good athletic ability. His weakness is that he's, like I said, he's just not a pass rusher. They say he's got a good first step, though, so he has potential to maybe eventually turn into a pass rusher as he refines his game. But, you know, I mean, this guy has potential, and that's what you're looking for in round 7 is potential. It's like, it's the last round of the draft, and it's like, which one of these guys do we know for sure we want to take? Because if anybody you don't draft, sure, you could potentially get them in, you know, as a you know, priority free agent pickup. But like, you know, do you want to take that chance?
Yeah, exactly. First of all, with this guy, I really love his name, Nesta. You know, because that was Bob Marley's like middle name, I think. It was Robert Nesta Marley was Bob Marley's name. So I wonder if he was named after him. But I love that. But another defensive tackle, I'm definitely interested in it. You know, he looks to me like he could maybe be a depth guy. You know, I'd be kind of surprised if he's starting right away. But you know, with just the strength and his athletic ability, you know, there's something to be worked with right there. You know, and you know, just let the coaches get their hands on him and maybe see what can happen.
Yeah, I would give this pick a B only because it's like you're drafting for potential. He has that. You know, you're drafting with what you know about the player, and Antonio Pierce knows a lot about the player because he used to coach him. You know, so that's cool also. And you know, it, like I said, in round 7, what are you gonna do? There's no sure thing, so you might as well get a guy that you know well who, you know, is going to try his ass off and could potentially turn into gold.
Yeah. And for a 7th round pick, you know, filling that position of need, there's value there. So, I mean, I'll go with a B-.
All right, a B-. So now that we've gone over all the draft picks, overall, how did you feel about this year's draft class? What did you like? What didn't you like? What grade would you give it overall?
I don't know. I'm actually pretty happy with this draft. Overall, I would like to give it a B. You know, I was a lot lower on the Aiden O'Connell pick until I started watching this guy and just kind of seeing some potential there. The wide receiver, Trey Tucker, was the other pick that kind of, you know, caught me by surprise, you know, and you're happy with the speed or whatever. But I mean, besides those two, I was excited about all the positions they filled. You know, they definitely went mostly defense, and that's what we needed. So a bunch of young defensive players, you know, that could potentially be starters, you know, maybe we might get like maybe three or four of them, you know, and I'd be happy with that. So I'm going to give the Raiders draft grade overall a B, and I'm excited to see what these players can do.
Yeah, I think for me, I would also give it a B. Actually, I would give it a B+, and here's why. I think, like you said, the Raiders did what they needed to do. They needed to come out of this draft with good defenders, and we did. I mean, getting Tyree Wilson, amazing get. You know, getting Jacorian Bennett, Christopher Smith, and then double dipping the defensive tackle position. You know, I would even give saying getting Amari Burney as a linebacker, even though they got him, you know, later in the draft. Those are good, smart picks, and those are players that we needed. So, and it seems to me that the Raiders basically went best player available rather than necessarily need, you know, as shown by the Michael Mayer pick in round two. So if these were the best players on their draft board and then that's where they got them and they happen to be defenders, which were areas of need, like what more do you want out of a draft? Obviously, I'm super excited about Tyree Wilson, super excited about, you know, Michael Myers. Super excited about Ja'Cory Bennett. And, you know, actually, I will say this. I have been looking more and more at Trey Tucker and his game film. I think that that might be a sneaky good pick. Like, I know kick returner wasn't, like, a huge need. But again, the dude has speed. And, you cannot teach speed. I mean, Al Davis used to say, speed kills, man.
Hey, special teams is becoming more and more important, and you see when these speedsters flip the field for you and you're starting now on the 50 or something, oh man, that's a short run for the offense to go there and make a touchdown.
Yeah, and they say you got some dog in him too. You know, he plays with a little bit of aggressiveness, and that's what you want in your wide receiver. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with drafting depth guys that are awesome, because that means that your starters are great. I mean, dude, our offense, Raider Nation, is going to be, I will say, top five next year. We have no weaknesses on offense except for maybe kind of an average line, but it's an average offensive line. They were top 10 last year.
Yeah, especially for that run, you know, making the way for Josh Jacobs.
Oh man, I hope Josh Jacobs signs his...
Yes, let's get Josh Jacobs signed.
Yeah, hey, Raiders, pay Josh Jacobs, for goodness sakes. The man earned it. Just give him like a 2-year contract, man. He deserves it. Because if he gets hurt and he doesn't have a contract, that sucks for him, man. Pay the man. Pay the man. All right, so you gave the draft.
I went with a B.
You went with a B. I gave it a B+. So Raider Nation, I think that we should be very pleased. We should be very pleased with our draft selection this year, because I got to get some more.
Love the sound effects.
I
got to
get
great.
Some more sound effects, man.
My homeboy Anthony made a comment about him. He said, "Oh, I heard the sound effects, bro." Like, yes, they worked. Shout out Anthony.
Yeah, we'll get some more sound effects in here, so it's not just the applause. Anyways, so that's gonna do it for our discussion of the draft, Raider Nation. Next week, we will be discussing the priority free agents. You know, I was listening back to the podcast when I was editing it, and I kept calling them unrestricted free agents, and that's wrong. Raider Nation, they are priority free agents. Priority free agents in that they're players that were not drafted that are a priority for the teams to reach out and sign. That's what they're called. Undrafted, priority, free agent. So
and we also picked up, we could talk about next week too, we picked up, what is it, like international players or something?
Oh yeah, he's on the list. We're going to talk about that dude next week. The dude that they got out of, I think it was Africa?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. I'm stoked about that guy. He's a monster. Like, he's huge.
He doesn't. I love how it doesn't count against your roster. Like, you just get a guy, you know. And if he's good, man,
we'll talk about that. It's gonna be good. Next week. Definitely next week. Because actually, we're getting into the time of year after the draft where it's just a whole lot of nothing. Raider Nation, we have the schedule release, which is coming up soon. We'll be able to talk about that.
Wins and loss predictions.
Wins and loss prediction and all that. But after that, after discussing the priority free agents and the you know, the schedule release, we're in a big, vast desert of no news or football until July or August when training camp starts. So, you know, we're coming to the dead period, but that's okay.
Well, I do got a story. I do got a story for next week, too. It involves my nephew Logan and Raiders superfan, The Violator. So I want to bring that to you guys next week as well.
All right, yeah, we'll definitely put that on next week's episode. But that'll do it for this week's episode, Raider Nation. And we just wanted to end again by thanking you guys so much for continuing to follow us on this journey. We just keep getting more and more subscribers each week. And, I mean, it means a lot to us.
Yeah, shout out, John.
We're just a couple of knuckleheads who love the Raiders and thought, hey, let's start a podcast and talk about the Raiders. And, you know, and if people like it, cool. If not, no big deal. You know, we're kind of doing this for us. But
we're talking about the Raiders anyways, so might as well hit record.
Exactly. But there are people that enjoy the content. And so, again, we really appreciate each and every one of you who has taken the time to subscribe. And please, if you know any friends or family members that are also Raider fans that you haven't told them about Down with the Ship, please reach out and let them know about us. We would love the ears. We appreciate all the support. And again, if you guys want to reach out and find us on Twitter or Instagram, we are at DWTS Raiders. Add us on Twitter, add us on Instagram, send us questions, give us feedback about the show. Tell us, you know, what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, and we'll try to continue to refine this podcast so that, you know, it can be something that all of Raider Nation can, you know, listen to and enjoy. All right, Raider Nation. Well, that's going to do it for us. This has been Down with the Ship. I am your host, Matty Mayhem, and with me was Sean Carnage. And we'll see you next time. Signing out.
Peace out.